to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Yeah, welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 923 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know I've got a fun show lined up for us. In today's episode, I've teamed up with our friends at AC Infinity to do a giveaway. Hang out. You know I'll talk more about that giveaway later on in the show. Before we get too far, let me invite you to the Dude Grows Cup. That's right, the Dude Grows Cup is happening once again in Longmont, Colorado. The event is happening June 5th, 6th, and 7th. I encourage you and invite you to join us at the Dude Grows Cup. I will be there. I will have a booth. A lot of great other vendors will be there. A lot of members of the Dude Grows crew and the Irie Army will be there. The Dude will be there. Scotty will be there. Grambo will be there. I take Mike with me. A lot of great people are traveling in from all over the country, even other parts of the world, to join us for the Dude Grows Cup. I invite you to come join us. Make sure you check dgccup.com for all of the links and information that you need. Once again, I look forward to seeing you at the Dude Grows Cup. Speaking of the Dude Grows Cup, I have added pre-order t-shirts and hoodies. By the time this episode comes out, there should be hoodies added to the website. These are pre-order t-shirts and hoodies. You can order them now, and I will have them shipped to you in time to wear for the DGC Cup. That's right. If you show up to the DGC Cup wearing any Irie Army, Irie Genetics, Grow From Your Heart podcast merchandise, there's hats, there's hoodies, there's t-shirts. If you're wearing any of that sort of stuff, come to the booth and say hello. My booth will be very easy to find. Come say hi. If you're wearing any cool gear, I will have a special gift for you. So hit the website. The shirts are on pre-order now. A strong disclaimer, they are on pre-order. They will be available right before the DGC Cup for shipping. I have factored in travel time and shipping time. I plan to get them to you in time to travel to the cup and wear them at the event. They are a pre-order. The other important part to think about is if you pre-order a shirt and you order anything else in that order, the entire order will sit until the pre-order items are ready. I'm not going to ship to you twice. It messes up the whole computer system. So if you need your other order merchandise sooner, order what you need on a separate delivery, on a separate order than your pre-order merchandise is my advice. But go to the website, go get your shirts, go get those hoodies. They will be available. They are on the website now. Check them out, get your size, get the pre-order in so that I can get the size you need. That took a lot longer to say than I had expected it to. The computer just said that the battery is going to die. We'll switch to the iPhone here. Everything is going to be okay, boys and girls. No need to panic. What else do we need to talk about? Merchandise. I've been asking for breeding questions. I would like you guys to send me breeding questions. With the upcoming seed ban that's coming up, I feel like the next evolution in this podcast is to talk and delve deeply into the subject of breeding our own seeds and plants. We are not going to be allowed to ship seeds across state lines, so there's going to be a big rush for people to acquire their seeds. Then after that, I want to teach you how to make seeds for yourself with the seeds that you've currently got. So if you've got breeding questions, I would love to hear them. Send those to me. Go to my website, click on the Grow Help tab, send me those breeding questions, or just send them to me at growfromyourheart@hotmail.com. I'd love to get all of your breeding questions lined up here on the show. I think that is all of the news and info and biz stuff to cover here at the start of the show. I did say we were going to do a giveaway. Let's talk about the AC Infinity giveaway. I've teamed up with our friends at AC Infinity. That's right. All of my grows are set up with AC Infinity lighting, controllers, even the cameras are AC Infinity. Why aren't yours? ACInfinity.com. We're going to do a giveaway. We're going to give away one of the, what is it called on here? I want to make sure to use the official words, a wireless transmitter and a swag box. What is the wireless transmitter? That's a really good question. I'm glad you asked. So if you've got any AC Infinity equipment, you'll know what I'm talking about right away. If you don't run AC Infinity, you'll catch on. So AC Infinity has a controller. They're often the Controller 69, the 69 Pro, and the new AI controller is what most of us are running. That controller will hook up to most of the accessories in your grow space. Your lights, your blowers, your fans, your cameras, all that stuff that's in there is accessible to connect to that controller through a UIS cable. It's just a cable that goes from the controller to the device, and then it makes them function together. You can control it. It will operate with all the programming in that controller. It's how they connect. If you're anything like me, you find that long cable, that long cord, to be frustrating and annoying. Some of us, a lot of us, most of us growers, have got a little bit of OCD. We don't like cords and cables strewn about the grow environment. If you're anything like me, you've got your AC Infinity controller is at the front right corner of the tent because that's where they put the spot for it. I happen to have a fan in the back left corner. I don't like running that cable all the way across the tent to get to that back fan. So what I do, I use the wireless transmitter. One section plugs into the controller. The other end plugs into the fan. And it works just like the cable, except it's wireless. It's magic. So we're going to give away one of those wireless transmitters and a swag box. I don't know what comes in the swag box, but I was told to make sure to ask your t-shirt size when I tell you that you're the winner. Hint, hint, that's all I know. So there will be a wireless transmitter and a swag box. Now, the most important part, how to enter. I've got to make a disclaimer. First of all, this is open to residents of the U.S. and Canada only. We are only going to ship prizes to the U.S. and Canada. Here's how to enter. First, most important thing, go follow AC Infinity on Instagram. Follow them on their Instagram account. And when you follow them, just leave a comment that says, Rasta Jeff sent me. So step one, I've got to see your account following AC Infinity, and it's got to say Rasta Jeff sent me. Step two, like and subscribe. You've got to like this video and then subscribe to my channel and the AC Infinity YouTube channel. We're just trying to get us all subscribed here is what you got to do. Then comment on this video. No specific rules there. Comment on the video, and that will enter you to win the AC Infinity giveaway. So let's go through that again. Eligible, open to residents of the U.S. and Canada only. The first rule is follow AC Infinity on Instagram and then comment Rasta Jeff sent me. Then like and subscribe. Like the video and subscribe to me and AC Infinity. We're teaming up to give you the prize. So like us both, subscribe to us both. That would help us out. Then comment on the video. All you got to do is leave a comment. I'm not going to give you any rules or details. Leave a comment. Somebody in the comment section that follows all of the rules will win the wireless transmitter pack and a swag box. This contest will end in 1 week. I will have made a decision on the winner right before I record the next episode, and I will announce the winner on the next episode, which will be Saturday, 10 o'clock Mountain Time. So you've got 1 week, and I will announce that winner on the next episode. So we'll say the contest will end since I do the podcast. Let's see, I've got to give myself time. We'll give us a full week. I'll say Friday. I have to be careful because I have to record the show, get it edited, get it out, and still give plenty of contest time. We'll give you till Thursday night, Mountain Time. Let me check the date when that will be. I want to be specific here. A week from today, Thursday night, the 26th. You guys have until March 26th at midnight Mountain Time to enter this contest. So that should be nice and clear. Wireless transmitter box ends March 26th, Mountain Time. All right. That's enough rambling and stuff here at the start of the podcast. I do apologize for all that. That took way longer than anticipated. But let's jump into everybody's favorite part of the podcast. That, of course, is the question and answer portion of the show. I've got a website. If you go to that website, there is a row of tabs. One of those tabs does say Grow Help or Grow Questions. Send me a grow question. If I read your question here on the show, I will send you a coupon code for a free prize off of the website. Today's first question came from somebody who wants to be called Naos. I think that's how I say that. Naos, Naos. I'm not sure how to say it, but much respect either way. Sorry I butchered your name. You've got a coupon code for a free prize, so check your inbox. The question is, and this will get controversial here. It says, my question is, for example, I have a 10-week flowering strain. So the seed pack says 10 weeks on there. It takes 10 weeks to flower. When do you start flushing? The beginning of week 10, or do I flush week 11? Thanks in advance. Hope you are well. There's a couple things to talk about here. It's only a 10-week plant, so don't go 11 weeks. You'd have to pre-plan and flush ahead of time. Start flushing so that you finish at the end of that 10 weeks. So if your 10 weeks is 70 days, however long you intend to flush, do the math on that and T minus 70 days and flush there. Flush minus whatever 70 days, that's when you would begin your flush. However, I'm going to look straight into the camera and say this. I don't really believe in flushing. I don't think flushing does what you think it's doing or is going to do what you hope it does. I don't think flushing is real. I've been saying this for a long time. What are you flushing out? What are you doing with flushing? People have so many different ideas and opinions and theories of what they're doing, but people think they're flushing out the nutrients. From where? The soil, the pots? Okay, that's a cool idea, but what's that going to do? That's going to cause the plant to eat the nutrients within the plant, but if there's nutrients left in the soil or within the system, you can't flush it out. It's not like giving an oil change. You don't just run oil or water through the system until it runs clear. The things that we fed that plant aren't floating around in that plant as the bottled nutrient. It has become the plant. It is the things that have built the plant. It is its leaf, its branch, its bud, its trichome. It's much smaller and larger components than that. It is a tangible thing now. It went from those bottled nutrients and they built life. Life happened. It photosynthesized and metabolized and it is now plant. So I don't know what we think we're flushing out really. Like I understand cleaning the medium and the pot and the dirt and everything, but I don't think we're flushing anything out of the plant. So in my opinion, flushing is overrated and kind of unnecessary. I do taper off and I don't go full bore with my nutrients all the way at the end. But once I've done a couple of runs with the winter frost and shine and fulvic acid combo, then I don't really go hard with flushing. There might be a watering or maybe two waterings without feeding, but I don't do the excessive flush like a lot of people. Sounds like you want to do it. If you're going to do it, if your plant finishes at the end of week 10, don't go 11 weeks because you're flushing. Do the math, plan ahead, be prepared. Also, that's when I would turn the light back to 18 hours on and 6 hours off. That's going to be a controversial few seconds of podcasting there, but plan ahead, plan properly, and get your 10-week cycle done in 10 weeks. Don't add time, flush ahead. I would do 7 to 10 days if you're going to do it. Some people say 14. That's excessive to me, but why are you flushing? I want to know, what are you flushing for? This video is going to get a lot of comments. All right. Once again, click like and subscribe. I do appreciate it. And also check your inbox because you've got a free prize. We'll talk more about that later in the show. This one, I just realized who this came from. What's up, brother? You told me you were going to send me some grow questions. It's good to see you pop up. This is from my buddy Possum, who hangs out in the Discord server way too much. And I only know he's there way too much because I am there just as much. Come hang out with us, guys. We're in Discord talking shit, hanging out, growing and showing. It's a good time. Come hang out with us. This one says, what's up, Rasta Jeff? I can hear this in your voice, dude. It says, thank you for all you do for the community. My garden is 1,000 times better from listening to your grow advice. That means a lot to me, dude. I've seen you evolve. I actually told you today that I've seen it and noticed it and told you to slow down so that you could stay on a good track. Now the question, after I make my first cross, you're way ahead of yourself, bro. How do I make sure those seeds are good? I'm assuming this is a feminized cross, and I'm assuming I ran the pollen donor and receiver multiple times, and I know those are solid, so how do I test these seeds and know they are good? Much love and respect from the Irie Army. Bro, there's only one way to do it. So you've made your seeds, you did the pollination, you waited 6 or 7, maybe 8 weeks, harvested those seeds, you got them out of the buds. Only one way to find out if what you've done was a total waste of time or if you've created the new chem dog, and that is grow them and grow as many of them as you can. And if you've got friends that grow them in their grow environments. Make sure you tell them these are testers. I don't know what's going to happen, but I want you to find out. And you could tell them everything that you know about that cross, about the line, get them prepared, but let them know, I haven't grown enough of these to give you any real judgment of what's going to happen in your grow. You're going to tell me, make that clear. And then let them run that in their grow environment. Let a few of your friends do it. And then also, once you've grown them a few ways normally, then grow them and fuck them up on purpose and see how they react. Do they turn intersex on you? Do they stunt? Do they stall out? Do they go mutant? The only way to do it is run a lot of them and see what they do. The best way to do it, run them in your environment. But if you're making seeds, you should be a well-established grower that can see problems and detect a problem in a grow and with the plant. So in your environment with shit that you made, they better come out looking real good. I would put them in new environments and let different people grow them and let those people give them their stress. Everybody applies stress in a different way to the plant, even if we mean to or not. Everybody does something to the plant that gives it a little, So put it in that room and see where the is, and put it in that room and see where the is, and see how they react. That's really a good way to do it. But the short answer, my dude, just fucking grow them. That's the only way that you can do it. So that's the only way to get down to it. That is part of the excitement. That's why when you see me with new seeds, I'm like, oh, I got to pop these new seeds and see what we've created. And then you see me giving out the testers and talking with the testers and looking on Discord and being just as excited as them. I like to see, because like I said, if I can breed it and grow it, I should know very well what's going to happen to that plant just by running the mom and the dad or the pollen donor. And then I've got a mental Mendel chart in my head. I can see the mom plant did this, the male plant did this. I know that from previous breeding that this is a trait and this is a trait and this has got this recessive in here. Maybe I can get that recessive to pop up in this cross. I've kind of got these ideas already. So I want to see, did I make that? I'm real excited. Are you getting that? But I should know what to do with that plant in my environment because I know history. I know what mom did. I know what dad did. Oftentimes, I know what the grandparents did of these plants. So I've already got the and they were made from plants that run in the environment I'm already running. I'm already running a 5x5 with LEDs and a certain range of humidity, and my VPD is in a certain range because it's in the same spot. The mom plants have been in there and they were happy. The pollen donor plants have been in there and they were happy. Why wouldn't the offspring be happy in there as well? So I kind of bred shit that works for me anyway. So I'm rambling about it, but you guys got to grow it. And when I see you guys grow it and get the same things that came from my mental Mendel charts, that gives me confidence and makes me excited. So I love seeing it as much as you do, bro. But the only answer is grow that shit. Breed it, grow it, take a lot of notes, take a lot of pictures, and have a bunch of fun with it. Dude, I'm excited to see what you do when you start breeding because you are super excited about growing. I love the enthusiasm, and guys like that always make good breeders. My dude, check your inbox because I'm going to send you a coupon code for even more beans. We talked about the gift certificate thing earlier. If we use the same email address, it will add up and it should auto apply when checkout comes. You guys, if you get these coupon codes in the mail, if you log into the website and create your email or your account, when you check out, if you use the email address the coupon codes come to, I think they will auto apply for you. I feel like my pile of questions is burned down really quickly here. Let me make sure I read all the stuff. Oh, that's because one of them was the AC Infinity. We're going to run out of questions quickly here, but don't worry. It's going to be a good episode. Let me stay focused. Ladies and gentlemen, now's a good time. Click like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. It's free. Doesn't take you a lot. You probably got your phone in your hand anyway. Click like and subscribe. That helps me out. YouTube has told me that they're not going to put me in that little, the section on the right, the recommended videos. I won't be there. They're not going to recommend me to non-subscribers. So if we want more people to see the show, you've got to share it with your friends. So share the video, pass it along, roll it up, pass it to a buddy. I stole that from somebody, probably Grambo. Shout out to Grambo. Anyway, share the video. That's what I'm trying to say. Get more people watching. That way, everywhere we grow, people are growing the best product they can grow, and we get to smoke the best everywhere. You ever go to a party, and someone's smoking, and you kind of want to smoke their product, but you look at it, and you go, I bet that guy sprayed pesticides at week 8, and you don't want to smoke the shit because you're scared? If everybody listens to the show, they'll learn to quit spraying pesticides at week 8. We can all trust the fire. All right, I've got another question. This one came from Twan. Shout out to Twan. Make sure you check your inbox for your free prize. This one says, I am interested in reversing plants. That's a very good strategy, a very good method of making great seeds. It says, which method provides consistent results? STS, which is silver thiosulfate, or colloidal silver? Quick answer is the STS. Much more reliable and much more effective, in my opinion, and experience. It goes on, I'm looking to avoid wasting money. You can get a whole bunch of STS for free. You can, and then it says, would appreciate insight on reliability, consistency, on whether there are any commercially available brands that stand out. No, make your own. You can buy the silver nitrate and you can buy the sodium thiosulfate for very low prices. And then all you need is a gallon of distilled water and three or four containers that are marked with their measurements on them. 1 liter gallon containers, the beakers are fucking perfect. You can get those at any supply store. Where did I get mine? They had them on sale at IKEA. I happened to be at IKEA. I walked by, they had 1 liter jars. They're marked at every 100 milliliters. They work perfect for me. I bought four of those. I mix the A and B, and then I mix the two into that, and then I do my dilution with the other one fucking beautifully. So get those at IKEA is where I got them. And you need the silver, the sodium, and distilled water and containers. And a spray bottle is probably the other thing that you're going to need. I would use two or three spray bottles because I mix up different dilutions and I spray them on three different clones and I find which one works best. But I'm doing shit on a different level over here. So the answer for me is the method which provides most consistent results between STS or colloidal silver. I would say the STS. Now, you said without wasting money, which tells me you're trying to stay on a budget with his respect, which is respectable and understandable. Money is expensive, especially in the times we are entering now. I understand. However, if you want to go out and try some stuff and spend a few bucks, there is a product out there. It's a little bit, it's not cheap. It's an expensive product. You could get the silver thiosulfate, the sodium silver nitrate, the sodium thiosulfate, the distilled water, and the four containers that you need, and have a little money left over, and the spray bottles, and have a little money left over for Chipotle if you bought the other product I'm about to tell you about. But these other products, the STS, you have to buy it. You have to mix two products into water, do a little stirring. Then you have to dilute that and make your own solution. And then that product has to be applied to the plants on a strategic schedule. And you have to spray somewhere between 6 and 10 times. With the product I'm about to tell you about, let me take a drink of water. It'll help me out here. Help us both out. No edits, going to keep going. Live to drive tonight. But I'm building the suspense also. I just felt like my voice was fucking up and you could hear it too. All right, we're back on track. With the other products I'm about to tell you about, you sometimes it comes pre-mixed if they sell you the liquid. Sometimes you get a powder and you add water to it and shake it and you're ready to go. They send you the spray bottle and everything. There's a product called Elite X Elite. It's a little bit expensive, but you spray your plant one time and you put it into flower and it will reverse. Saves you all kinds of time, saves you a lot of mixing, saves you a lot of questions. I've used it. I've had great results. I've had two plants it didn't work well with, but every other plant, it did a great job. I am using right now, I've got a cream female plant in a room that has been reversed with the Elite X. It took one spray. I used my leftover Elite X from a couple other bottles, just the bottoms of a couple bottles, shook it up, mixed them both together, sprayed it all over the plant. It is producing many, many anthers. I'm going to get a lot of pollen. We're going to have a great successful run. Recently, I reversed. So I know that my cream reverses very well with it. I know that ice cream cake reverses very well with it. The GMO reversed very well, but did not produce any pollen at all. I've read from a lot of breeders, the GMO does not make pollen when you reverse it. But I've had good success with it. The golden goat, it kind of fucked up the golden goat. Didn't make a lot of pollen. It reversed it, but it didn't make a lot of pollen. So I've had good success with it. It seems to work. I would do it again. I will buy it again. So Elite X Elite, it's a little bit expensive. It's going to cost you at least 75, maybe 90 bucks for a small bottle, but it works and it will get the job done. So if you don't want to be in there spraying frequently, if you've got one of those grows you can't sneak in all the time, if you got kids or a family, that may be the way to go. You did say avoid wasting money. There's no waste. It's just a lot of sticker shock when you see the price of it. Also, it's getting harder to find. I don't know why, but it's getting harder to find. All of the websites that used to have it, not a lot of them have it in stock. So if you find it, get the bottle that you can afford. They sell a little tiny bottle. If you're a home grower, that small tiny bottle, it's maybe an ounce, 2 ounces, 60 milliliters maybe, that bottle will get the job done. You could possibly get two reversals done with that little tiny bottle. I'm going to Google now and see if I can find it available for you anywhere and just give it a shout out. They don't pay me. I buy the product. I pay full price for it off of the website, and they don't sponsor me or anything. It's just good shit. I know it works. I have found it. Is it in stock? That's the question. Yes, I found it in stock. If you go to Elite, their website is hybritech.com, hybri-tech.com. They've got it in stock. It is $70 for a 2 ounce bottle, just like I was thinking. Add $9.20 for shipping. I assume that's a small priority mailbox. It does say USA shipping only, which is new on here, I think. So it's available. Add to cart. Let's see if it lets me add it. This laptop is going to die too, so we got to go quickly. Yeah, it let me add it, and it shows a couple of pictures. So I recommend that product. They do not pay me. I'm getting no kickbacks from this. The only love I'm going to get is from you guys messaging me saying, hey, tried the product, and it's awesome. Elite X Elite hybridization tool is not STS. One application is all that is necessary with EXE Gold. Small size, not available for international shipping. So you can get the bigger one international, it looks like. But not a commercial, just a product that I fucking use. Medium and large size international shipping is available. So they'll ship it to you if you get the big one. So if you do buy it, bro, tell them Rasta Jeff recommended this product. Send them an email or something. Just let them know. Maybe one day they'll send me a free bottle. That's all you could ask for, right? Hey, Elite X, I use your shit. It's awesome. Rasta Jeff approves this message. All right, where are we? I've been talking about this product for a long time. Tuan, I hope I helped you out. The short answer is order your own silver nitrate, sodium thiosulfate, and distilled water, and a couple of mixing containers. I prefer glass containers and stainless steel or silver stirring devices. I use a butter knife out of the kitchen. I clean it real good. That's what I use, honestly. Order your own silver thiosulfate and silver nitrate and silver thiosulfate. They're very affordable. You can get them at UnitedNuclear.com. They don't pay me. They don't give me anything. That's where I buy mine. Straight up, I go to UnitedNuclear.com and I purchase them. I pay for the priority mail shipping. I get the little bottles. That's all you need. I keep them in an airtight black baggie in my refrigerator. They're in a cool, dry, dark environment. That's what's best. They're sealed in the bottles. You know, the bags that you guys get the seeds in, they're in one of those in the fridge. So it's staying dark. It's staying sealed. Stays good for quite a while. And I mix up a new batch of silver every time I do a reversal. I did say I use the Elite X. I also said I do three different bottles when I spray. I mix up, when I do my silver, here's a free tip. I will mix up two different solutions. I make the silver thiosulfate concentrate, then I dilute it. I make one solution that is 10% STS, 90% just water. Then the other one is 30% STS and 70% water. I've got a 10 and a 30. I label the bottles 10 and 30. Then I take three clones of the reversal plant, the same plant. We'll say Golden Goat. I've got three clones of Golden Goat. I will set them apart from each other and treat one with the 10, and I will label the pot 10. I will treat the other one with the 30 and label the pot 30. The other one gets an X written on the pot. I spray the Elite X on that one. Then I observe what worked best for my specific plant. Because some of the plants like the 10 solution better. Some of them like the 30. Some of them, if you spray the 10, nothing will happen. Some of them, if you hit the 30, they fucking fry up and get palsy fingers really quickly. So you got to find the ratio which each plant, it's cultivar specific. You got to find that golden ratio for each plant. So I hit a 10, I hit a 30, and I hit the Elite, and I pay attention to which works best, and I take a note. And next time I do what works best for me to save myself the headache and get repeatable results. When you're doing this for a long time, repeatable results are what matters. That's why you guys come to me. I'm not some sort of expert. I guess I am an expert, but just because I fell down more, or maybe because I got up more times. Everybody falls down. The guy that gets up one more times wins. Does that make any sense? That came out just crazy. I just channeled some fucking Confucius shit there. Man who falls down many times lose. Guy gets up one more time wins. I don't know. All right, let's wrap up this podcast. It sounds like we're at quitting time. If you got your message read on today's podcast, make sure you check your inbox. You, my friend, have a free prize coming your way. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget about that giveaway with AC Infinity. There are a lot of things you got to do to enter. Of course, like and subscribe. Like the video, subscribe to me and AC Infinity. Go to the AC Infinity Instagram. Subscribe to them, follow them on Instagram, and comment Rasta Jeff sent me, and then comment on this video, and you will win a wireless transmitter, possibly from AC Infinity. Also, check acinfinity.com. Go make all your orders and use coupon code IREARMY or use the link in the show notes and the video description. The coupon code should auto-apply. All right, that's all I've got for you for this episode. I want to thank you guys for hanging out. This was a good time. The computer lasted long enough to get through the whole show. Shout out to the MacBook for making it all the way. Shout out to you for making it this far. I want to give a giant shout out to my friend Casey in Sedona. And until next time, take a fat dab. And give your mom a hug for me. Time to take another dab. Grab your piece in and I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug him up, and relax. Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show. From the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. Spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart, it's every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. Soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the